Blog Talk Radio.
For those of you that don't know, this is the New York Rangers goal song. Might be the last time you hear it for a while.
He ripped the fucking thing right off the wall on me.
Shut it down, Mike. Slow it down. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
If you could...
it's about 35 feet across.
He ripped
the fucking thing clean off the wall, came down and hit some old broad in the street. Shut it down, Mike. Yeah, a fucking thing wrapped around her goddamn neck there. The dogs were pissing on and everything. They found her underneath the fucking truck, Mike.
Canvas. You want canvas?
Oh, that's all you got is that goddamn canvas?
Yeah, that's it.
Ah, shit, we're looking to get something strong. These guys are always ripping the fuck out. Mike, bring it back, Mike! Watch your fucking leg, you son of a bitch! Put it down!
Yeah.
Hello, yeah, I'm sorry about
that.
Okay. All right, we'll get that later. All right, listen, I'm sorry, Charlie. I gotta get the steel one. I need the heavy shit, you know? Okay, sweetheart, see you later.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Blue Shirt Banner Radio. Eddie, how are you tonight? Today, this afternoon?
Bring it back, Mike! Bring it back!
Bring it back, Mike! I love that one. Every time I hear that. You remember my buddy Mike that came to the viewing party? Had the Mets shirt on? You remember him?
Yeah.
That was always our joke with him. Bring it back, Mike! Cut it down!
Somebody's got to bring this Ranger offense back from the dead. I mean, gee willikers. I mean, we're going to try to keep it light tonight, but starting off, I mean, you know, talking about this game, I mean, the game that was played last night that we all had to watch, you know, I tried really hard to look at, like, the good things, and in my opinion, there were only two good things in this game that I could draw. I thought Sean Avery played well, except he can't stay on sides, which seems to be a perennial problem with this guy. And the second good thing is they got two deflection goals that, you know, were gift-wrapped to that bald-headed bastard Chimera and Jason Arnott, the great signing by George McPhee, you know, the whatever, getting him at the trading deadline. Another deflection goal. But, you know, they held Ovechkin and the rest of the guys in check. That's the two things that got away from it, basically. And after that, it doesn't matter because it could have went four periods. The Rangers wouldn't have scored. It could have went five periods. I don't think the Rangers had any intent to score in that game. They didn't show any intention to score.
Dead to blow.
Oh, and they blew it. I mean, to get only 20 shots on net in a playoff game, I mean, seriously. They had more opportunities when they used to play the Devils in the playoffs with that left wing lock and that neutral zone trap. I just refuse to believe the Capitals' defense is that good. I think they're much improved, but the Rangers are making it easy on everybody on Washington. And, you know, I called for them during the last show for them to come out hitting, and they did. They played a good first period, I thought. You know, that's the kind of period they got to play. But they kind of got away from that as the game went on. It was just like a nothing game. It was a game that I never thought the Rangers wanted at any point. And I thought the fans were kind of, you know, they weren't as up as they were during the first game. So I thought there was a shot there, but there wasn't a good player on the ice except for Sean Avery, as far as I'm concerned. I didn't see anybody trying to take things into their own hands, the Rangers look slow. You know, instead of the dump and chase, it's now the dump and change. Brandon Dubinsky, I mean, he made a nice hit.
Who?
That was it. Yeah, I know. He made a nice hit, but he doesn't look into it. I don't know why. Sometimes I wonder, you know, we yell at Gaborik and all this. And then
who?
I really take, right. It's a who's not. Who's, you know, it's like a bunch of owls. Who? That's the Rangers offense, the owl offense. Who's that guy? And, you know, and then you got, you know, I was going to say, people blame Gaborik, but the thing is when I look at their team and I look at our team, I just go, offensively, we got a bunch of jokers. I mean, who could score with these guys? And they had 5 20 goal scorers, now they have 4 because Callahan's out. Boyle looks like he's completely, there's no offense going to be coming from him anymore.
Who?
You know, I'm just at a loss. And every storyline that those morons yesterday, and when I say morons, I talk about Jumping Joe Micheletti and Toucan Sam Rosen. I mean, they were just making storylines up. You know, oh, Ovechkin's getting a lot of room today. No, he didn't have a shot to like the second period. He's getting room, Sam. He didn't contribute anything, really. You know, every story, Michael Neufert's been good. You know, they said he couldn't play. He's won championships in Europe. He's won championships.
Ooh.
Don't it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So to me, it was just like, it was just so blasé, the whole game, and those two goals. You could begrudge them those two goals, but the Rangers would have never scored. At no time did I feel that the Rangers were going to actually score a goal. That's my little thing.
Okay. I have a few niblets of displeasure. First of all, I certainly can't fault the defense, and I can't fault Henrik Lundqvist when they only give up two goals. You only give up two goals, you're supposed to win. Rangers have done it twice and lost both games. Okay, I'm not getting all wrapped up in the shots on goal, because you know what? Capitals had 15 shots on goal at one point last night and it scored twice. It's not always about just peppering shots on goal. It's about where you shoot them. Shooting them where they ain't. You hear that old baseball adage, hit them where they ain't.
Yeah.
The Rangers don't shoot them where they ain't. They shoot them where they are. Like I said before, if you got a point every time you hit the goalie's logo on his jersey, the Rangers would have won the President's Trophy. I've never seen a team that shoots more into the goalie's gut more than this team does. So, yeah, they didn't get a lot of shots on goal, but neither did Washington. Rangers outshot them 22-18 last night and lost. So I'm not getting all wrapped up in the shots on goal. It's about where you put them. And the Rangers just continually shoot right into the goaltender's gut. Named a goaltender, and the Rangers have bruised his sternum, I guarantee you. Avery played a very good game last night. It's just a shame he only got 10 minutes of ice time. What's up with that? Explain that to me. Chris Drury, 7 minutes of ice time last night. Why? Can somebody explain that to me? And you can tell me, Chris Drury, hasn't had a great season. Yeah, he was injured. Yeah, he hasn't scored. But he's the captain of the team. Why is he only playing seven? What's the excuse for only giving him 7 minutes of ice time last night? You can tell me Erik Christensen's more deserving of that ice time right now? Is Artem Anisimov more deserving of the ice time?
No, Artem Anisimov has been. Listen, I'm the biggest fan of Artem Anisimov. He's another owl. Who? He's Artie the owl. We have all the owls. Artie the owl, Marion the owl. Who? These guys who've gotten 20 goals have to score. They can't, you can't take four games off. We don't have time. And you're right. You're so right about the clock. I'm sick and tired of the download cycle to a shot from the face-off circle, from inside the face-off, not inside the face-off, but along the boards and outside the face-off circle that save. They're so obsessed with just getting any shot towards the net that they're all low-percentage shots. That never, no goalie would let in unless, you're Tim Thomas playing like a buffoon like the couple weeks ago. It's getting to be where I don't see a pass for a scoring attempt ever. I mean, I see a pass from behind the net, but I never see anything laterally. Nothing happens. They have no breakout. Every Ranger looks like they're skating in sand. I mean, they look slow. You're right.
The chat room, Drury isn't 100% ready to play. He just had knee surgery. Then he shouldn't be playing at all. Then he's just taking up a roster spot. Then the Rangers should say he's still injured and use a call up from the AHL. If you're only going to play him 7 minutes a game because he isn't healthy, then he's not helping. He's just taking up a roster spot for somebody else. To play Erik Christensen for 18 minutes last night and Chris Drury for 7, there's something wrong with that. If Chris Drury's only good for you for 7 minutes a game, then you know what? He's not good for you. He's no good. He's not doing the Rangers any favors by being there. And I was the first one to applaud the terrific goal he scored against New Jersey, and I said at the beginning of the series what they needed Chris Drury to do. But if he's not healthy, if he's only healthy enough to play 7 minutes a game, then he's not healthy because he's not doing the Rangers any good taking, what is that, six shifts? Maybe eight, nine shifts. That doesn't help
and
the Rangers.
And he kills penalties. That's including penalty kill. So, I mean, what did he really play? I mean, I don't have the breakdown, but
5 minutes of even strength. 2 minutes of shorthanded time. I mean, the Rangers, fortunately, they've done a good job of staying out of the box this series, for the most
part.
That one call
against freaking McDonough was ridiculous.
Of course.
And so was the one against Fedotenko, too. How many times do we see that in a game where a guy gets knocked down in front of the Rangers protecting their goalie, and they call that horse nonsense, that horse dookie? Joke. But again, the Rangers wouldn't have scored. So, I it's moot. I can't even argue the goals the other team scores, because they eventually would have scored.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta think. I mean, let's be honest with each other. If somebody told us coming in, okay, game one and game two, the Capitals are only scoring two goals, wouldn't you think, okay, the Rangers are at least coming out of Washington with at least a split, right?
Well, you don't know. I mean, the Rangers have gone into these scoring droughts, Jim. You know, they don't score. Yes, I'd probably say they definitely have a split. I would.
I mean, I don't. So, those are my main complaints.
I just want to say, at least
the defense, the ice time was a little more spread out last night. Girardi and Staal had, I think it was around 22, 23 minutes. So, some other guys got some ice time. He didn't ride Girardi and Staal for half the game. I thought the defense played well. The first goal, Chimera, I thought that was, I blamed Dubinsky on that one. He was out of position. The second goal, you saw that. I thought you could see that coming a mile away. The Rangers were just scrambling around in their own zone. Caps were passing the puck around like the Rangers weren't even there, really, and you just saw it coming. But I really can't fault the defense. I'm certainly not going to put any blame on Henrik Lundqvist.
Oh, no. I just watched Gilroy out there, and he's a time bomb with McCabe. I know it wouldn't have made a lick of difference, you know, but I'd really like to see Emminger get into the next game. I don't know why, but then again, how can I argue with four goals the Capitals have gotten only?
Right.
You know?
And I think Matt Gilroy's played pretty well. I mean, even taking away the
I haven't really liked what I've
seen.
Well.
Really?
He's played. I just watch him defensively.
Vandar's best.
And I don't know. Him with McCabe scares me. I think everybody with McCabe scares me at this point. I don't know. But just to get to your point, this is Tortorella's also one of his things. He kills the freight. He doesn't play four lines. And it doesn't matter who it is. And if Drury, who's so good on faceoffs, you know, supposedly, he just, then with the switching the lines, Artem was on the fourth line. He went up on the first line. It was just all crazy. I don't have an answer. I just think the Rangers need to like you said, they got to get some quality shots here. They don't look, it's a bunch of, you know, like a bunch of owl, the owl offense. Who? Who's that guy? Who? And if
Brandon?
Who? Who? We should have an owl thing go off. Who? So it's very frustrating. I know. You park yourself on a Friday night. I had some friends over and we're all sitting there. All right, okay, well, let's get into it. You know, not getting down. And then they kind of just schlub their way through the game. And then you got to watch that air horn idiot. And and I got to hear the two idiots talk about making fake storylines that aren't happening. And just, it's a disappointing evening. But then, of course, I went back into my, all right, Mr. Positive. I said, okay, well, maybe at home they could get some energy. And then I think about how really they didn't play too hot at home all year. And am I fooling myself to think they're going to, in the playoffs, because the energy that the crowd's going to bring, that a lot of people from the chat room are going to the game and people listening and going to the game, will that energize a Brandon Dubinsky? Will that energize? Or is it that the fact that Brian Callahan, the loss of him, maybe spiritually or emotionally, really means a lot to this team? I don't know. Does anybody? I know we have a ton of Ryan Callahan fans here, and does he mean that much to this team?
I think he means that much to Brandon Dubinsky.
Mike, that's a good point.
Brandon Hubinsky.
Adam Isimov.
I went to watch the game last night with the guys out here, Keith and Nick and Chuck, and Keith made a good point. Dubinsky looks as lost without Callahan as Girardi looks without Stahl.
Yeah. Well, Mandar, I'm sure, is I'm not saying it's a worship of Callahan. I'm just throwing it out there, Mandar. I don't know. I don't know if the rain. Listen, Callahan wasn't, he's not a 40-goal scorer. He's another one of these guys that's streaky, and he goes in the tank too. But I'm thinking more along the emotional lines, maybe, or just the chemistry. Dubinsky and Anisimov were, they were a pretty good line this year. And to not have them together, and again, the youth factor, there's some older guys, there's some garbage on this team, but there's a lot of young guys as well. But if you look about it, the young guys on offense are who? Stepan, Anisimov. Who else we got? Dubinsky's still young, right?
Who?
Brandon Do Nothing?
Brandon Hubinsky?
Brandon Hubinsky. That's pretty good. And I don't know. Defense seems to be responding well.
Brandon Hubinsky? I'm still on this.
Let's not get that crazy yet. It ain't over until it's
over. So, I didn't want to, I just want to, I don't want to lay into too many guys today. I'm afraid it's, I don't want to be too reactionary on it. So, but I, those were my main complaints about last night's game. The ice time, I think everybody agreed that Avery played well. Why a little more, why not a little more than 10 minutes ice time, right? Mandar makes a great point. Why is Volsky on the bench for the entire third period? Volsky had 10 minutes of ice time, right up there with Sean Avery. Volsky actually had less ice time than Sean Avery. If Chris Drury's only good for 7 minutes, then he's not good. Get rid of him. Get an emergency call up.
Chris Hubery up here. Uh-oh, wait a minute.
Chris Hubery?
I feel like they should bring up somebody, just to have a new face. I don't know. Then again, he'd sit on the bench for 4 minutes anyway. So what does it matter?
Yeah, I don't know. Dale Weiss, Dale Weiss, a Chad Kolarik.
You know, 5 months. Bring up. The
I know. I know you want the battleship,
but you sunk my battle. I don't know. Maybe I'm just grasping at straws because I was just so. I mean, all this year we've been so proud of this team. Last night I wasn't proud. I was proud of the defense and Hank, but offensively they looked like. I mean, they were limp, real limp. That's all I got to say.
All right.
Adam Rader.
Good night, everybody.
I'm setting this one up. Adam Rader, what do you think about my analysis, Adam? Do you have any reaction?
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's great.
All right, so now we got everybody back to the good mood. Good night, everybody. Like you said, good night, everybody. We brought everybody down. But
you want to hear real quick, you want to hear the Rangers' grades for last night?
Yeah.
Have you gentlemen seen your midterm grades yet?
Oh, they're not posted yet, sir.
I've seen them. Mr. Kroger. Two C's, two D's, and an F. That's a 1.2 grade average. Congratulations, Kroger. You're at the top of the Delta Pledge class. Mr. Dorfman.
Hello.
0.2. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. Mr. Hoover, president of Delta House, 1.6, four C's and an F. A fine example you set. Daniel Simpson Day has no grade point average. All courses incomplete. Mr. Blutowski. 0.0. Now I want you to tell Mrs. Stratton and Mr. Schoenstein exactly what I'm about to tell you now.
What's that, sir?
You're out. Finished at Faber, expelled. I want you off this campus at 9 o'clock Monday morning.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's great.
You really like that one, Jim.
That's even funnier than it was the other night when he was doing it.
Oh man, we got
it. Just so happened that Animal House clip was next alphabetically on the switchboard, so it worked out very well.
You have to laugh through the pain because you know. So what do you think? I mean, do you think they got a shot now? I mean, at home, do you think that Zach says their mind frame will be different?
You know, the eternal optimist in me says they're in no worse the position than they were in before. They still have to win. They have to win at home, and they have to win a game in Washington. That's the eternal optimist in me. The pessimist in me says, who's gonna score a goal? Hubinski? Hoory? you know, anybody, please. Guy LaFleur, somebody. Pierre LaRouche, save us.
Yeah.
Anybody.
I hope they just... Also, there's been a lot of... some criticism on Mike Sullivan. Did you see Mike Sullivan get agitated at that fan and bang his clipboard?
I saw somebody post it on Facebook, but I didn't see it happen.
Well, this was funny because there's like 5 seconds in the game, right? They call a timeout. First of all, the Rangers can't score. They got a pea-shooter offense, and now they think because they pulled the goalie, they have such an advantage, right?
Right.
So he's sitting there writing like he's writing the play of the century that's going to get 2 goals in 5 seconds. And they're all horrible. I'm just like, can you just end it? Why do I have to go through this misery? Just give up. Like, all Ranger, you gave up the whole, the other 59 minutes and, 59 seconds. Just give up. No. So some guy or girl, yelling like, you're probably yelling, what are you, stupid idiot? You're not going to score anyway. And he gets the clipboard and he just smashes it against the glass. Like, get away from me.
It's the most emotion we've seen out of Mike Sullivan all year.
Now, again, I know people can say assistant coaches don't mean that much, but really, I know he controls the defenseman in game, but isn't he responsible for this power play? What does that guy bring? I mean, I know Tortorella's shortcomings. He's trying to roll the three lines he thinks are the best in the game. Guess what, John? They all stunk last night. I don't know why you picked those three guys to sit, the fourth line, quote unquote. But there seems to be. I think it's time for a little bit of maybe adding somebody or subtracting somebody from the assistants when things do not work consistently over a couple of years. I know he's your buddy and everything, but again, You know, I'm desperate when I'm picking on the assistant coach. When I'm really frustrated. But to me, Mike Sullivan does nothing. But then again, he works with the defense. Defense has been good. But I attribute that to Schoenfeld, really. But I don't know. That's just a reach. But there has been some clamoring about that in the Rangers circles, fan circles, about maybe Mike Sullivan is just... I think everybody's looking for a culprit right now. He might just be, you know, collateral damage, you know, either warranted or not warranted at this point. So, that's it.
I'm not going to disagree with you, but it's also the person. You know what else I was thinking about? Now, well, real quick, you talk about the timeout with 5 seconds left, right? Now, I don't know if they showed this on the MSG. You were watching on MSG. We were watching on Versus. But the Versus clock, when that was all going on, first it said 5 seconds. And, you know, of course, we're all like, what are they calling a timeout for? There's 5 seconds left. And I said, well, I said, if my memory's correct, the Rangers' record for the fastest 2 goals is 5 seconds. I said, so all is not lost here, right? Then, for whatever reason, they took 0.2 seconds off the clock. And then it said 4.8. And I said, okay, now we're screwed. Now there's not enough time. And then they put a full second back on the clock, and it was 5.8. So I said, oh, okay, plenty of time now.
Now you could see the clock. On the MSG feed, they had like a 1969 camera of angle of the clock. It had like this, and it was blurry. Now, I don't have the biggest of TVs. I don't have the HD, Schmhd, the crystallized megapixel whatever thing. But I couldn't see the time the whole game. It was like, you know how like in the old days you used to focus in on the clock and get a camera shot of the clock?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it was. And it was blurry. Now, I don't know if it was me. Maybe the fans can corroborate or tell me I'm nuts on this. But I thought it was a joke, that camera angle. You know, I know I hammer broadcast a lot, but I have problems seeing it. So, see? Wayne L's now Vinny. He said it was horrible on HD. Vinny Vasilino was there in attendance. I'm getting this in the chat room. Vinny Vasilino was at my house last night eating Taco Bell and choking on it. When Jason Chimera scored. So if any was there, as you know, he is the Ranger Crisis consigliere, the fitness consigliere. So anyway.
The utterer of the faith, the man who walked in the Nassau Coliseum and said, what a dump.
Holy crow. So, yes, Vinny Vasilino was there, along with High C, and along with my the two Hill brothers, Hill Brothers Coffee, who was our sponsor today. So, anyway. I have a
little news I'll throw out to the chat room here. I just got an email just now from my brother, who just was able to get a copy, a VHS copy of Oh Baby, the MSG Rangers Stanley 1994 Stanley Cup highlights VHS. And I know we've had a few people talk about it here in the chat room that they couldn't find a copy. He has uploaded it from his VHS to the PC, and he has sent me a torrent link. So if anybody wants it, email me JRS1940@gmail.com, and I'll tell you how to get it. Okay, I'm going to download it later myself. So if anybody wants it, shoot me an email and I'll show you how to get it. You have to be torrent savvy, which I am barely, but I think I can handle this. So just shoot me an email, JRS1940@gmail.
What happened? I missed this torrent thing because I was talking. I can't multitask.
Oh, which part?
There's a torrent of something.
The MSG 1994 Stanley Cup highlights video, the one that they did called Oh Baby.
Oh,
my brother bought it on eBay. He found a VHS copy and he uploaded it to the PC and he made a torrent out of it. So, and he sent me the link. So if anybody wants it, they can shoot me an email and I'll tell them how to get it.
Yeah, send me that link, brother.
Okay, will do.
Whoa, baby.
Oh, baby. Yeah, I think everybody misses JD, Amy. Kind of
yeah.
Wishy. I don't know if I'd rather have him as an announcer or running the franch or running the organization, as they say.
I don't know. He's not doing such a great job at the Blues.
Well, he's not GM though, right? Isn't he?
No, he's president?
President. He's the president, and he's also a member or a client, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Giuseppe Franco.
So what's going on? I want to hear how the Ranger fans think. Oh, we tried to be upbeat, but then Jim started with this is what the Ranger goal song would sound like if they actually scored a goal. But we're going to be back home. We're going to get some of that home cooking. I don't know. It can't get worse. Uh-oh. It can't get worse. All right. So that's all I got to say about that.
All right. 646-478-4692 is the number if you guys want to get in. We're on for another 53 minutes or so, and then we will be back tomorrow night, for better or worse, at 7 o'clock with a wrap-up show for Game 3. And then we will be on again Tuesday night. That's Tuesday night. I believe at 8:30 for 90 minutes again. And that'll just kind of be a preview of Game 4. Either we'll be at death's door by then, or, hey, they win tomorrow. It's a whole new series. They're right back in it if they find a way to win tomorrow. And I expect a better. I expect them to score tomorrow, at least.
Mandar's never wrong, and he says it's not over. So I feel better now.
No, well, hey, I'm not throwing in any towels. I still think they can do it.
I thought that the Capitals dominated less last night than they did in Game 1.
I would agree with that. I thought the Rangers. I thought the Rangers, except for the about 6 minutes in the second period, I thought they played pretty well. And I was trying to think. I was trying to remember. And I know if Mandar doesn't know it, I'm sure somebody will. Or if you don't know it, when was the last time they were down 2-0 and came back? The only one that comes to mind was the series against Montreal, 96 maybe or 97. They came. I think it was 96. They were down 2-0 to Montreal, and came back and won the series in 6. Does that sound right?
I'm sure it'll get corrupt. Jim, my brain is fried right now when it comes to years and stats. And you remember how in that quiz you gave me at the beginning of last show? I'm still trying to figure that out. So
I threw a lot of years at you last year.
That last show I was like just. I'm saying 94 cup. So yes, you're getting corroboration from the chat room. So then
yes, okay. It was it 96? I think it was that was 96, and then they lost to Philly in the second round. I think, if I remember correctly, I don't feel like looking it up, but they'll back me up. All right, let's go to the phones, shall we?
Yes, I want to hear what everybody has got to say, and
Even
I want to also thank. Let me just say, I want to thank everybody for coming out. We have a tremendous amount of people in this chat room,
yes,
a lot of guests, and the regulars, which, you know, maybe we'll do a roll call, because we really got to get back into the free spirit of the Rangers. You know, we got to lighten the mood, because right now we're a little bit down, but we're not out. So go to the phone calls, my friend.
Mandar's, okay, they lost the first two at home. And then came back and won the series. Yeah, that, I think it was 96. Okay. Newman, what's going on?
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was at Buffalo yesterday watching the game. And, yes, Eddie, you were correct. I don't understand that MSG time clock. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was blurry. You couldn't see it. I'm sure they had Buffalo Wild Wings there. They have a big screen, an HD screen there, and it still was blurry,
correct.
Right?
Well, no, it was blurry in A. And B, they were going to have the Versus feed on. I'm like, please don't put Versus on. Please change it to MSG. Because of me, they changed it to MSG in the entire place. And also, they put on the game surround sound, so you actually hear Sam and Joe during the game.
Where were you watching the game?
Buffalo Wild Wings in West Nyack, New York. I'll say small.
I was watching it at Buffalo Wild Wings in Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, excellent. You must have better weather than we did.
Well, and the thing that was cool is there was only four of us, right? The place was pretty packed Friday happy hour. A lot of people were watching there were some people watching other hockey games or watching the Yankees, a bunch of different games on. And they decided that the four of us were the most passionate fans in the bar and making the most noise. So they put the Rangers game – they shut the music off and put the Rangers game on for the whole bar to listen to, much
which
to everyone's
– which feed did you get? Did you get MSG or did you get Versus?
It was Versus.
That's probably at MSG.
As long as it wasn't the Capitals feed, that was fine.
You know, they were going to put Versus on with the Capitals feed. I'm like, can you please change it? He's like, the manager says, how come? I said, because, A, the Capitals met the dude doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And, B, it's MSG. We need to hear Sam and Joe.
Oh, yeah.
He actually agreed with me.
This game has got some pace.
That's a good pace of the game tonight, Joe.
This game has got some pace.
So what are you at? So what else, Newman? You going to the game tomorrow?
I will be there. So will Miss Katz.
Good.
Fantastic.
Well,
I shall be there. And Eddie, if you do show up, we do have a defibrillator in the back of my car.
Good.
Stop it.
All right.
Be nice. She says be nice, but I'll be nice.
Yeah. That's okay. Don't worry. I think it's hysterical. Where are you guys at?
We love
the IHOP?
So, we're at Cheesecake.
What are you at? He's always eating. You know, he always calls up and makes fun of us for being fat, and he's always eating. This guy's always eating.
That doesn't mean I'm eating big, fatty foods. I'm eating healthy food when I'm out.
They got a lot of salads at that Cheesecake Factory. Well, you're so full of shit, Gilman. Yeah, I'm sure you're having the tofu platter at the Cheesecake Factory, you fat fuck.
What a break. Hey, watch your mouth. This is a family show now. Come on, people.
Since when?
This is a family show, Jim. Come on.
Since when?
Since I'm going to boot you right now.
Did you hear the clip I played at the beginning of the show? It's not a family show.
It's a weight. Yeah, I'm sure that's on the Weight Watchers point program.
Yeah. How many points are in that chicken fried steak you're eating there, Tubby?
Well, that meatloaf with like 18 pounds of mashed potatoes. I know the whole menu back and forward. I like when he first came on and Stacy, if you hear the background, she yells.
He's back.
She yells,
I thought you weren't calling.
You told me you weren't going to call into that show when you were out with me on stage.
Get a chicken fried steak.
We love you both.
Yes, we do. Go back to your meatloaf.
You call it that show?
Every time we're out together, you're calling that show. Every time. I think you love them more than you do me.
I want my Thai chicken wraps. Lettuce wraps.
Can I get the chicken fried steak without the gravy? I'm watching my weight. No, I don't. Can I get a half order of fries and a half salad? I'm trying to lose weight.
I'll take a Caesar salad. What heck?
No, wait. Why am I doing a voice? I'll take Caesar salad and, you know, with the extra dressing for dipping purposes and a Diet Pepsi.
Can I get the Cobb salad?
Hey, that's from a
it's
Tom
not
Salvin. There was a giant avocado in it, Jim. That thing could not be healthy.
That was the funniest thing. People were like, Eddie's eating a salad, and you were trying to like defend yourself. It's not healthy. Don't worry about it. It's got bacon.
Because when people see me, you know, I'm larger than life in a lot of aspects, and they're expecting me to eat a ton, or, you know, And really, I do Gavone a lot, but not as much as you would think from a guy my size. You know, I'm not. It's just accumulated over the years. And what's happened is that when everybody looks at me and they say, "You're eating your salad," they expect me to have like this mountain of meat and like carbohydrates, like, you know, like 40 potatoes. And then I had a salad, and everybody's like, they were like disappointed in me, like, you know, they're like, "Ooh, you salad." And I was like, I felt so defensive. I said, "It's an unhealthy salad. It's got avocado in it, bacon. This is not a good salad." I really didn't think it was going to have that, actually. I was just, I like salad. Fat guys like salad, too. And it doesn't have to be drenched in dressing. I like all foods. I'm just a foodaholic, you know? So that's
You call it that show?
She actually just sent me a text message. "You mocked me. Now I'm sad."
No, we're not mocking you.
I told her. I told her it was out of love, and then I made a dirty comment to her, which I do. I do that all the time because I know Newman's watching over her shoulder.
Oh yeah.
I know he's reading all her text messages.
What a kid makes me hot and bothered.
He wants to do what to you?
Hold on. I got to eat my cheese fries. Well, I'm going to call the show again.
Yeah, I'll have the. Can I get the Cobb salad with the French fries?
Thank you. All right. Let's get back to the phones. Jack, good evening. How are you?
Hey, well, I wish it was a little better. I expected more out of the Rangers than what they produced on the ice yesterday. But they're coming home, and big game Sunday, really, that's do or die for them. Got to take it one game at a time now.
Do you have any answers, Greg?
Yes, score a goal. Well, what I thought was going to happen in yesterday's game was Avery was going to start. They were going to drop the puck, and the gloves were going to come off, and I thought he was going to pick a fight with Ovi. And I guess that didn't happen. I just thought there would be more juices flowing in that game and more intensity from the Rangers than what they showed. And that second period was just it didn't even seem like a playoff game to me. It seemed like a regular season game, and the Rangers were like going for a Sunday drive on their skates, I guess. But I really thought with Avery in the lineup early in the game, I really thought he was going to drop his gloves and do something where at least some Ranger, you know, to get their blood going, but I guess that didn't happen. They haven't tested this. I don't know what his name is, but the Caps goalie, I don't really care, but
they never call his name. Neuvert. B.B. Neuwert. B.B. Neuwert.
Nuremberg, whatever, I don't know, but Nuremberg.
Dirtbag.
But, I mean, they're making it too easy for them. They're not crashing the net. They shoot these shots from the wide angles. There's just not – I mean, the third period, they looked pretty good, but, you know, it was too late by then. And they had their chances. I mean, I don't know who was it. I thought he had an open net. And, like, the big whistle used to say about Gene Carr, you couldn't put the puck in the ocean. All of them, I guess. I mean, that was a terrible performance. But I look at it this side. If you're going to look, I'm very optimistic, as you know. They're a first seed team. They should win their home games. That's the whole idea of getting that. Now it's our chance to come home, put a little fear into them, and hopefully score some goals. If we win tomorrow, we're right back in this thing. And one little bounce here, one big play could turn the series around. And, you know, I'm still feeling pretty good. I mean, we're not going to be held to zero Sunday.
I agree.
I think Tally's missed really big here. I mean, I wish I did have the answers. I just want them to get near the net, though. Somebody's got to stand in front of that net, deflect shots, maybe put a big cutout of Phil Esposito right in the slot there or something, you know, to block the view. But it's very annoying.
It's very frustrating. I can hear the frustration in your voice. But you're keeping it optimistic, and that's good. I mean, you know, like you said, they're supposed to win at home, and they won. So maybe the Rangers, you know, so I just worry about the Rangers. You know, they haven't really embraced home in a long time, the Madison Square Garden. And one of the things they have to do, I think, going forward is being successful, is to saying this is our place. You can't come in here and beat us in our home arena. And I still don't think they have adopted that yet. And
I remember back in the 70s when the games were on WHN radio and all that, every Sunday night, 7 o'clock, you knew the Rangers were going to win. I think they only lost one game in the 71-72 season outright at home on a Sunday night. You knew they were going to come out on the ice, and they were going to win. just the way it was. And, yeah, if they could just figure out how to play at home, I mean, we're behind them. I don't get it. I thought last year, I said, there's no way that next year we're going to be losing games at home like this. And, you know, it's the same thing that happened last year, the year before. But I still feel we get home. Hopefully we'll have a lot of energy tomorrow. And I hope it gets through their head. They got to play with some intensity, some emotion. And it's urgency tomorrow. It's going to be tough to be down 3-0, even though that's not impossible. But I just don't see. They're not scoring any goals. When I hear that goal song playing, I said, oh, boy. I hope to hear that tomorrow.
Well, we have seen, you know, in the last, you know, all year, the Rangers would go like 2-3 games, can't score, and then they have one of these big blowouts, like a 6-0, 7-0. And as a matter of fact, the Capitals were the recipients of a couple of those by the Rangers. So maybe they'll get it turned around tomorrow in front of the home cooking and the home fans, and hopefully the Rangers will not hand out those stupid Thunder bats like they do every. I hate those, and they glow. And I refused to take one last time. I was in a Ranger Buffalo playoff game, and the lady's like, "But they glow," and I'm like, "I don't want one. I don't need a prop. I'm a fan." I clap. I use my voice. Because, you know, this goes into a whole other subject about how I hate the scoreboard. The scoreboard, but the PA. They prod you to do everything. They take the whole spot in any of the whole thing. You know, I'm like Keith Hernandez, if you ever listen to me. He hates all that stuff that they've added. Well, baseball, they need stuff to keep you awake, let's face it. But in hockey, you know, I don't need to have everybody clap your hands. You know, all that stuff.
You know what I used to have when I went to the games early in the 70s when I lived up there? I had an air horn.
Uh-oh.
That's when they allowed them into the games, and, man, they were loud.
Well, Jim had
loud.
That air horn guy in Washington.
Oh, he sucks.
You don't want to sit next to a guy that had an air horn. I bought it once, and I said, maybe I better not bring it. But that's what you heard on the radio, man, not but air horns.
And that
there
siren.
Was more than one.
The Rangers siren, too. That was loud, too.
Hey, so they're going to be remodeling the garden this summer, then. I presume they're starting on it, on the inside?
Well, not until the – they've closed down certain sections. You know, concessions and stuff. But supposedly they're not going to work on that until the season's over. And, you know, we were talking about this game at the game the other night about if the Rangers and Knicks were to go deep in the playoffs, I don't know how they would do it. It would set things back from what I've heard. We'll see.
It's amazing. Yeah, well, I got my fingers crossed, but you know what? I think the Rangers, I don't want to say explode. Explode is one goal to them now. They exploded for one goal, but I hate these tight games because, you know, the Rangers are having a hard time scoring, and, you know, maybe they could get out to a 3-4-0 lead. That would be great, and we'll just have to see what happens, but I feel pretty confident tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow is really the critical swing game. If they win, they're back in it. If they lose, they're out. I mean, you know, it's just, I can't see, you know, them winning four straight. But stranger things have happened.
I'm glad I have Tyler in my house, because if that, for some reason, that game goes in overtime, I don't know if there anybody's worn out Tyler, but I might be the first.
Yeah, I got Tyler in my house, too, so.
All right, guys.
All right.
Good show,
Jack.
See you tomorrow, or hear
All
you tomorrow.
Take it easy. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's go Rangers.
Here, I got an air horn. All right, we'll get Robbie on here in just a minute. Here's a real quick comedy clip.
And I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. You know, yeah, it's a goofy fucking name, okay? Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd. And this is Blake and Blair and Blaine and Brent. Where are all these goofy fucking boys' names coming from? Taylor, Tyler, Jordan, Flynn. These are not real names. You want to hear a real name? Eddie. Eddie is a real name. Whatever happened to Eddie? He was here a minute ago. Joey and Jackie and Johnny and Phil, Bobby and Tommy and Danny and Bill. What happened? Todd! And Cody and Dylan and Cameron and Tucker. Hi, Tucker. I'm Todd.
Hi, Todd. I'm Tucker.
Fuck Tucker. Tucker sucks. And fuck Tucker's friend, Kyle. Yeah. There's another soft name for a boy, Kyle. Soft names make soft people. I'll bet you anything that 10 times out of 10, Nikki, Vinny, and Tony will beat the shit out of Todd, Kyle, and Tucker.
I knew you'd like that because he says Eddie is a real bad
yeah,
name.
Yeah, whatever happened to Eddie? Eddie was here a minute ago.
he was over here. Now he's over there now.
I'm over here now.
All right.
So
we're back to the phones. Robbie.
Not good, Robbie. Guys. Not good. Not good.
No shit,
this is not good. This is not good. No, I don't know what to do now. It's not over yet, but tomorrow is a must-win game.
Yeah, I think so. Now, did you watch the game last night?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Very upsetting.
Well, at least you hide it.
Yes. Let me tell you something, though. Where the hell is security? That's the second time that something has been thrown on the Rangers bench during the Stanley Cup playoffs. I've never seen anything like that before. I mean, like, I don't know. I hate the Capitals. I really do. And they always show that stupid Ovechkin commercial right during the games on the Rangers. Are you kidding me? I don't want to see Ovechkin. It's just like so frustrating. I mean, I don't know. I hate the Capitals.
Eddie, you know it's going bad when Robbie's picking on the telecasts.
Well, that's what we all do.
But not Robbie.
He's on the commercials now. Listen, you are frustrated. We're all frustrated. And like you said, it's not good. It's not good. And we've got to just this game three tomorrow, which is so important. Got to have it. Got to line back in and get them worried about playing at Madison Square Garden. Listen, the Capitals, I don't think, played that well in that game. Well, not as well as they did in Game 1. And this team, if there's a team that's got a fragile psyche out there, if we talk, remind ourselves what we talked about before the series, about how the Capitals do have a fragile psyche, then maybe it is possible for a comeback. If we were playing the Red Wings, you know, or a team that I know that, you know, they've got that, you know, that character that, you know, they're not going to fail most times. So, yes. So there is some hope and there is some, but tomorrow's game is must improve my bust win.
Well, to make matters worse, though, my fucking Mets are just 4-10. They've been getting me mad, so I don't know what to do with them. Having being a Mets Rangers fan is like the worst combination ever. It really is.
Well, the Rangers have what? How many points do the Rangers have this year? 93.
Okay. The Rangers somewhat, but just me. Oh my God.
The Mets may have 50 winning percentage the way they're playing.
they just lost about a minute ago, 4-2.
You'll learn as you get older that when to shut off the games. You know, because I for years used to. This goes to the Rangers too, although there weren't a lot of them this year. But you put yourself through such anger and such frustration, it's just not worth it. So you just shut it off and you do something else. Like, get a hobby. Outside of sport.
Well, you know, let me tell you guys something. You guys are so mean to Newman and Stacy, man.
Slow down there, son. Do you know how many times Newman's called up and called me fat, called Eddie fat, made fun of us? Newman loves it. He loves the attention, Robbie. Don't think for a minute he doesn't eat it up. It's like when you go to a stand-up comedy show and you want to stand near the front and get picked on for the attention. That's what Newman wants. He knows it. He loves it.
You guys' commentary, it's making fun of them. With the voice, it's just, where were they calling from anyway?
They're always calling from a restaurant. You know what I think Newman does? I think Newman goes out to restaurants when the show's on, and then the waitress comes to the table. He says, "Oh, hold on, I'm on the radio, sweetie. Hold on, I'll be right with you." So I think the Rangers are going to win tomorrow. Hang on a second. I'll be right with you with my order. The Rangers are going to win tomorrow. I'll be there at the game. So, Jim and Eddie, you guys are fat, and I'm out with Stacy, and this is all. I'll take the sirloin steak with a side of fries and a Diet Coke. I'm out at dinner, at the Lone Star Steakhouse. I'm sorry, I'm on the radio. What is that now? No, Diet Coke. I'm watching. Wait, please.
I thought you weren't calling in.
You told me you weren't going to call in. Excuse me. Stacey, I'm on the radio here. I'm trying to conduct business with Jim and Eddie. You told me you weren't calling that damn show anymore. Can we please? I'm on the radio, Stacey.
You don't mock me.
We love you.
I love them too. I remember the time when
I just love Stacey. I think that woman is a saint.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's an absolute saint.
Yes. She seems nice. I mean, I met her at the viewing party, but I also one thing though. I remember when I had a girlfriend and I talked to Newman about it, and you were like, you know, Robbie, what are you doing? You're talking to Newman about girls? He's not a good advice. He's not a good person to get advice from.
Newman?
Yeah.
That's like me consulting the late Walter Hudson on dieting, and I know you don't know who Walter Hudson is, but I don't know what would be a contemporary of Walter Hudson today, Jim.
I'm not sure.
Kirstie Alley, I don't know.
Not the Hotsotetic Savick Kirstie Alley, the current edition.
Yeah, I don't know. No, don't listen to Newman ever about anything. Just smuggling in alcohol to MSG, he knows how to do that well.
Oh, you guys are beyond entertaining. You guys cheer me up from the Mets.
Well, the idea is to cheer everybody up from the Rangers. Look, I mean, honestly, I know that, you know, guys in the chat room are saying, you know, we're talking about food, we're talking about Newman. Eddie and I talked about before we came on the air. We don't want to sit here for an hour and a half talking about no goals and down being down 2-0. We don't want to be like, you know, it's like Joe McGlick. Stahl's not on the bench, Sam. Down by a goal, Sam.
Well, if John Erskine doesn't look good after that play, Like, I care about John. And also, let me go off now. This reminds me about Sam. Did you hear his goal calls on those two goals? He didn't even know they were in. He was talking about something else. I'm going to get the audio of that. And it's ridiculous. And it's in, and the Caps have scored. You know, I don't know what he was talking about. You know, Bruce Boudreau, who looks like Nikita Khrushchev. You know, I'm waiting for the Bangers.
Bangers 2 on the table.
We will bury you. See, that's an old reference. You know, you ask your history teacher who Nikita Khrushchev was. But, Robbie, I also have a feeling that you were trying to bait me and Jim into doing that whole Newman Stacy bit again.
Costa was wanting you to do the voice again. You want to do that voice again, just one more time.
You know, basically, you know what it is? It's basically, if you watch Big Bang Theory, it's Howard's mother. Howard! I don't know. Are you a rapist? No, Mom, I'm not a rapist. Okay! No one would rape you anyway, Mom. That's basically it is. So.
You got
all right.
Well,
I'm glad it made you laugh, and that's what we're all about, you know.
Yeah.
We're all frustrated. Yeah. You know, we're all frustrated, but we're trying to have some laughs while we all.
You know, look, they got to win 4 out of 7, not 2 out of 7, so the series ain't over yet.
Yeah. So. What about Two Brothers Scrap Metal? We have that clip.
Hold on. I gotta find
it. How do you guys get all these clips, man? Jesus Christ.
Whew. Shit.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember what that's.
Three brothers, two brothers, scrap metal. Well, you look for it, and I'll amuse. Hang up on Rob. Blow him up or something. Sorry.
All right, Robbie. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Let's go, Rangers. Not over yet.
All right, bye.
Okay.
Yeah, talk amongst yourselves.
You know,
I got it.
Mickey, what do I do with all this scrap metal? Dad, what should Jan do with all her scrap metal?
Tell her to shove it up her ass.
Come aside!
Put it again, I like that. I like my part.
Mickey, what do I do with all this scrap metal? Dad, what should Jan do with all her scrap metal?
Tell her to shove it up her ass.
Come aside!
Why do I like that? I like that. Tell her to shove it up her ass. I abuse myself endlessly.
The echo on your voice is great, too.
I put that in the echo because, you know, he says it from, like, the living room, like he's yelling into the kitchen. So I tried to kind of duplicate that as better as I could. So, anyway. Hopefully it's not a mafia hit on me tomorrow for that one. Those guys are so connected, it's unbelievable. Oh, didn't say that, sorry. Let's get back to sports radio.
Yeah. The legitimate businessman. All right, we got a Skype call that's been on hold for a few minutes. Who's this? Or an unknown number.
Hi, guys, it's me. It's Paul. How are you?
Hey, Paul, how you feeling?
Good. Hanging in there.
You on the painkillers?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. How you feeling?
Sore.
Everything go all right?
Yeah, it went fine, and unfortunately I'm laid up for a few days, and I don't think I'm going to make the game tomorrow. My friend is going to take my tickets, but I just can't chance going. I got stitches all over my torso.
Yeah.
I look like a jigsaw puzzle, so... I think the best place is going to be on my couch and watch the game.
Well, thanks for calling and lifting us up with your story of woe here. I mean, come on, let's get going. Let's get our eating some upbeat stuff.
Are you at the Cheesecake Factory?
Well, the Mets just lost again, so.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll drop that on you.
Well, yeah, Robbie clued us into that. Robbie's in the middle of a nervous breakdown about that. Is there any hope, Paul, for this team, or is this just over?
The Adam Rader pregnant pause.
It does not look good, but one thing this year, and I know, Jim, you said it too, you know, the team has been very resilient. They've always come back when they appeared, you know, ready to count them out, when they've been on the deck. But we have to remember, and a lot of people are forgetting, and I don't mean this in a bad way, this was a rebuilding year. We finally, a lot of younger players are in the lineup coming along, and we got it on the last day, we got into the playoffs, and, you know, just talking to people and reading, it almost seems like we were the number one team. The Caps got in on the last day, and we're like heavily favored, you know, to sweep the series. And just to put it all in perspective, we still have a lot of areas to upgrade on the team. It's going to be very difficult for them to come back 2-0, but point I'm trying to make is let's look ahead to next season. And I'm not trying to throw in the towel right now, but I'm reading stuff. People are giving their tickets away tomorrow. They're not going. They're fed up. They're this one, that one.
Oh,
I mean, come on.
And don't tell them. Don't ever come back.
Yeah, I'm just disheartened when I see all this stuff and read the stuff. You know, and there's you know some are supposedly hardcore fans, and it just really disheartens me. I mean, there's someone the last game. Last week, the Jersey game, someone scalped their tickets because he made a lot of money, who's supposedly a diehard fan.
Oh!
Oh!
He
made
his house tickets!
He has a ticket! I don't think that's funny at all!
Yeah!
What?
What? That's
what I do. I sell my tickets and make my money.
Did I say something?
We had that person on earlier, and we've been bagging on him since, but
pretty much,
love
yeah.
It. Dysfunctional way. Yes. Yes. Yes, a lot of people are doing that.
This team has been rebuilding. You know, it has been a rebuilding year for us. The problem all year is we can't score. The power play hasn't been good. It's continued into the playoffs, and it just seems people are jumping ship. Like we were number one in offense in the whole year, and we can't score now in the playoffs. I'm just disheartened by how many people all of a sudden are jumping off the wagon. It always bothers me.
Well, there are no deserters here. I mean, let's face it, we're on the radio. You're calling in, fans. The diehards are still here, but they're all that type of fan that, especially, it's not like the Rangers are losing 6-5 or, you know, the games aren't really that interesting. I mean, that last night's game was a snore fest. I mean, it looked like, you know, I needed painkillers to get through that game because, you know, I was all upset, but I was also like, you know, I need some kind of sedative or something because I wanted to forget that game even took place. It was so forgettable. I guess, I don't know. It just was, I could see it, but after two games, you can't on the road. If they would have lost those first two games at home, then I'm saying, okay, maybe I'm cutting bait here, you know? But with games left at home, and it's nothing like playoff hockey. I mean, you know, last year we didn't even make it. And then people are, you make it, and now people are giving up after two games?
Exactly.
I mean, it's
ludicrous. That's my point. And just answer me this. Jim, answer me this. When was the last time that we brought this many younger players into a lineup and played them the whole year and are developing younger players?
You know, I think I read somewhere the other day that this was the most And this doesn't exactly answer your question, but at least gives you a rough idea. I think I read somewhere that this was the most first-time player in their first playoff series on the Rangers roster since like 1990. I seem to remember reading that the other day. And like I said, that doesn't exactly answer your question, but it does give you an idea.
Absolutely. And I'm just trying to preach, let's be patient. Let's be patient. I mean, I would love them to win four straight, you know, starting tomorrow. But if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. There's some light at the end of the tunnel, finally, for us, after all these years. Of course, do they have work in the off season? Absolutely. All right, the power play has been a sore spot. It continues to be a sore spot. Whatever Gabrick has happened this year, that he has been really a non-factor most games. But they have a core, and I'm just looking forward to the future. I am not jumping ship, and I keep saying it. I'm just so disheartened reading everything of how people are, not going. They're selling their tickets and trade this one and that one, and this one's a bum, and I don't know.
No, I mean, agree with you.
I mean, am I wrong to think that?
No.
You're
exactly right. I mean,
Nobody's harder on Ranger fans than we are, which is why, we've got the people that are here with us and hanging out around the show and listening and coming on Blue Shirt Banner, they're the true hardcore.
You have season ticket holders. You have someone selling their tickets for the biggest game of the year last week. You have other people becoming Chicago Blackhawk fans, deserting the team. It's just...
Yeah, well, what is that person going to do? They're down 2-0, too. So then what?
I'm just throwing that out. I'm not mentioning it. I'm just throwing it out. That's all.
Yeah,
I just happened to pick that.
Yeah, that's all right. We're just talking. while we're talking. I don't want to mention any names, as Archie Bunker used to say. We'll just look at the party and whistle.
All right. No need to jump ship. I think I feel better talking this out with my Ranger bros and hoes.
and guys, I'm optimistic for the future. And I mean, how much I have despised John Tortorella, and I'm optimistic. I still don't know if he's going to be the guy to really, lead us to the promised land. But, this year, these younger players that played, they have developed. You look at Sauer, even Matt Gilroy later in the year seemed to really play well. Some of the other younger players, all the injuries, he kept the team. He had them playing well. They never, even the games they lost, they seem to be fighting them. And, I have to give John Tortorella credit, even though I hate to say that. But I think you guys would agree with me, correct?
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay.
I would agree. How has he been in the press conferences after these games?
Well,
has he yelled at Larry Brooks yet or anything like that?
I heard yesterday morning there was something with Brooks. Did you guys hear anything? Someone had...
and I meant to pull the audio from it today so we could play it, and I just didn't have time. I'll try and do it for tomorrow.
I had heard. I haven't seen it. I'm going to have to try to find it on YouTube or something. But
Jesse Spector had it.
Jesse Spector. Okay.
Yeah. So I'll try and pull the audio for tomorrow. We may need it.
Well, Paul, thanks for calling. I feel better now that I've talked to a real Ranger fan.
Keep the faith. That's all we can
do. Keep the faith. As Billy Joel says, I'm keeping the faith.
You want to sing a few lines on that or no?
I'm keeping the faith.
Well, Matador boots, only Flag Brothers had him with the cube.
Oh,
team.
God.
What?
Billy Joel.
He asked for a few lines. You like Billy Joel? You like Billy Joel?
I like him. It's the whole Long Island thing. Out here, he's like a god. You know how I despise where I live. But yes, Billy Joel is talented. He's very good, yes.
Guys, I hope I talk to you before Wednesday's game when it's 2-1 and we have a chance to tie it up. I have my fingers crossed, and we'll hope for the best.
All right, Paul. Sounds good.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Always
well,
a pleasure. Great show, as always.
Hang on,
thanks.
Paul. After you hang up, oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
hang
I'm,
on. Yeah. I'm going to tell a Paul story after you hang up.
Okay, so what do you want me to hang up or?
Are you listening, Paul? Or did
yeah.
Paul,
okay.
Would you go to a game with Paul? And I'm sure he's got anecdotes about going to a game with me. But Paul's kind of quiet during a game. And me and him, he was nice enough to invite me to be his guest at the Rangers-Thrashers game, which they lost. So we all know 3-0 is probably one of the worst games of the regular season. And he doesn't say anything, you know, really too crazy. And in the third period, he turns around to me and he just goes, and, you know, if you got young children around the computer, he goes, they suck cock.
That was the word of the night that night.
He watches the game like I do. He's very intense and watches, and he's zoned in. He's a little, and then he just turns around and says, he did say that like 4 times. But the way he just turned to me, and he sucked cock. And I think he summed it up beautifully.
Well, hopefully we can turn this around starting tomorrow. And I can say that everything is great in Rangerland in a few days. So we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Okay.
All right, Paul.
All right, guys. Great show as always. See you
Thank
soon.
You.
Bye.
Feel better. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. 8 minutes to go. We've made it through almost another show here. Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m., live on the air to wrap up Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Quarterfinals. And hopefully the Rangers will be only down 2-1. We'll have a brand new series on our hands.
I hope so. And listen, it's got to happen. Well, it doesn't have to happen. But in order for the Rangers to jump back into the series, they're going to have to win. And the crowds, the place is going to be jumping. So, and it's going to be, hopefully that home crowd enthusiasms will will propel them to a victory and some quality shots, we hope.
and if it doesn't go well tomorrow, then expect to hear a lot more Jerky Boys tomorrow night.
Yeah, really.
Or we may just play a whole half hour Honeymooners episode or something.
Yeah, that's the only one. Wow, the Habs are up 2 now. See that.
Is Chara not playing? Did I hear that right?
Somebody in the chat room said that.
Yeah.
Dehydrated.
Out of the lineup.
Wow.
All right. Zach has been holding, listening to the show, and he just asked, he wants to come on. So real quick, Zach, because I got another call I was going to take.
All right. I haven't been able to talk because I've had no voice due to screaming at the TV last night.
They didn't hear you.
Yeah.
What?
They didn't hear you.
Gabbert works his way in left side. The backhand shot is stopped in front. Rebound.
Sorry. Clicked my mouse by accident.
Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
All right. Yeah, I can hear you guys. I thought you said you couldn't hear me. Anyway,
what?
I was yelling last night at the TV over at Mulcahy's. And
Zach,
I'm just really upset.
Zach?
Yeah?
Are you there?
I'm still here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Very funny. So I'm gonna go to the bus rally tomorrow, and I'm gonna be screaming my heart out again. And hopefully the Rangers will do something tomorrow at the Garden.
How was that shindig up at Mulcahy's? Was it Pete Stemkowski there?
Yeah, Stemmer was there. He was a lot of fun. He said. Told everybody to come and talk to him, but you know, only a couple of people went and talked to him because everybody there was kind of young, so they didn't get to see him play.
Yeah, he owns his own travel agency now.
True.
Like you make friends with him, and then he's like, "Hey, if you ever want to go on a cruise, here's my card." How was the attendance at the at
there were a lot of people, but every time I started a Let's Go Rangers chant, you barely heard anybody. It seemed as if they were only there just to watch the game and, you know, cross the fingers that the Rangers would score a goal. You know, with the exception of me and a few other people, those were not real Ranger fans. I was rather upset.
Now, I know you like to get rowdy with your friends tonight, usually. You bring away your rowdy friends, whatever that song is. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, that Hank Williams Jr. thing, you know, before Monday Night Football, I'm getting all my rowdy friends tonight, or something like that.
Dun, dun,
whatever.
Dun,
dun. Dun, dun. So any more viewing parties coming up that you know of?
I do know that there's going to be a bus rally both tomorrow and Wednesday. And after the bus rally tomorrow, I'm going to go to Cafe 31 with the Simos clan and whoever else wants to join us. Game 5, I'm going to be in D.C., so if there is a Game 5, I'm going to try to get tickets for that. And I haven't heard of any other viewing parties.
What's this bus rally all about?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
They've done this like the past several playoff seasons. Fans get on the double-decker buses, they drive through Times Square, and everybody's screaming, "Let's go Rangers," and all that, and then we try to win prizes, like they'll give away T-shirts or tickets to a game.
Now, see, that's rather ironic, because usually the Rangers like to throw their fans under the bus.
True. True.
That may happen anyway. All right, Zach. Well, thanks for checking in with us.
Yeah, definitely. And quick score update. Last check, Philadelphia up 6-4.
Okay.
And it is also 2-0 Montreal.
Yeah, I just saw some guy on Facebook get that shitbag Thomas out of the goal now. Well, they turned on him real fast.
It's not Thomas's fault. The team is legit falling apart in front of him. And I'm watching the game right now on Versus. It's pretty sad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
All right, so that's what I wanted to say, Ed. Let's call Rangers.
All right,
you
brother.
Got back. Have fun on the bus.
All right, I will. You guys have fun watching the game wherever you are.
Will do.
Thanks,
talk to you later.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Oh, that's it for calls. We will see you guys tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. It's been a fun show, despite it all.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Good laughs on this show. Cutter hung up. He was going to come on. He hung up because he needs at least 10 minutes, he says.
What is he, 10 minutes? I have never heard him utter anything remotely entertaining, informational, for 5 seconds since we've been doing this show. And he wants a 10-minute spot?
What was he like? Was he like De Niro going on Letterman? He's got to be first, and he's got to have 2 segments.
Yeah, please, Cutter. No, I mean seriously. Listen to the broadcast when you've been on. I mean, really, you got to do some critical thinking. Speaking critical, where's critical? Where's Rock been? Rock has been able since the Rangers game.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
Is that some kind of secret?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So anyway, we'll move on. So we'd like to thank everybody for coming here tonight.
Sorry to leave you in that vagueness there.
Oh, don't worry about it. Hey, whatever. It's all good. And so let's wish our Rangers. Let's go Rangers tomorrow night. We got to get boys and girls. We got to get, all jammed up, jazzed up, and getting ready to go. Boy, I'm even getting tongue-tied. So we're going to do it. Now, tomorrow night, tomorrow's game is on is Versus, right, tomorrow afternoon?
Aren't they on NBC tomorrow?
NBC, okay.
I think they're on NBC. NBC. All right, yeah. I want to hear your two brothers commercial one more time before we go. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody. By request, here it is.
Thanks for coming out.
Vicky, what do I do with all this scrap metal? Dad, what should Jan do with all her scrap metal?
Tell her to shove it up her ass.
From the side!
Eddie, great show. See you tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.
Okay, bye. Good night, everybody.